Mechachomemka fracti gemara velechzi susi miman nokat. Velechzi susi miman nokat. By mitzia, this kash is irrelevant. What's the tzir? What's the tzir by mitzia? There's a mitzia. They both went running for it. How are you koyin a mitzia? Not with Ria, yeah? With Hagbah. And the bikuach is taka, who was magbia? Probably, if you're looking very close on slow motion, it was taka, very close call. Reuven Tainis, not with hesitance. Bevadois, that he picked it up first. That's really what he thinks. Sovereign Lemar Emes. Shimon, interesting. Everyone has in a case. Tainis, he picked it up first. What really happened? We don't know. Maybe they picked it up together. It's also an option. Yecholius Emes. And the din is yachloiku b'shvua. It's that, because it's oichazin. What's the shvua? Yesterday we handled. On one hand, the Gemara brings this a svara, a krumasvara, of Meir Heter. By Metziah Dafka, you saw, Shimon saw Reuven pick it up first. Shimon actually, honestly, knows that, Shimon actually notices that Reuven picked it up first, but he says what? It should be his lucky day. He's Meir Heter, to steal, to lie, to go with the best, and it says, I picked it up first. It's Krum. But this Darg of Rishis, Chol of Stam and whatnot, the whole thing, he'll the Shavua will be Meineah him. The Shavua will be Meineah him from stealing. Mechichu Memkar. There's no Meir Heter. We're going to talk about Mechichu Memkar. Alternatively, the Gemara had Pumfa Karoso. In Mechichu Memkar, as we're going to soon see the case, when you were both vying to buy that last talus in the store, right? It was a $300 talus. It was on sale for $100. They went like hotcakes. This is the last one. Two customers, one. That's not the case, no? One store owner, the last talus in the store, two customers. One of them already put it in his wagon. Reb Chaim, how are we going? You already put it in his wagon? You can take it out of his wagon?
They both grabbed
it. He's coined it if it's in his wagon. He didn't pay for it yet. No? Okay, I didn't have the case, he said. One second. But there's a Meir Heter! And now the Gemara says there's also, you know, if I'm going to ask which Krumasvar of Meir Heter is true. Azazvar. Here we're going with the other Krumasvar. To go, Mamish, see a guy was lucky and picked up from a tzi, and you're going to come 2 minutes later and lie, that you won't do. However, if you're buying in the store for that last talus, even if he didn't give the money yet, he gave the money already, but I'll give the money. And on that, there's a Meir Heter. And on that, who is going to stop you. Now the Mishnah says both cases, dramatic. If it would only say Metziah, I would love that has Meir Heter. If it would only say Nekech Memker, that has Meir. Now that it says both, we declared yesterday, Kamash Malon, that both Meir Heters are true. Or Kamash Malon, maybe it's not about Meir Heter, maybe it's about Shlo Yikolet HaTaykeh. That even a guy that's ethnic chashed on stealing, but a Shvu is going to stop him. And we discussed that. But the Gemara wants to go a little bit more into Nekech Memker. And the Gemara asks, Velechzi Zuzi Niman Nokat. Okay, simple enough. Like bananas. No, actually, let's go a little bit into this. I'm going to get to the cash register. I'm going to go home.
By the city, are we ending up in Bezik?
By the city, there's no cash register. Over here, they're ending up in Bezik.
The side that they're behind the campus is Kamrach.
We're going to discuss now. We're going to discuss it now. The Gemara is misupik if we're talking about that only one of them gave the money or they both gave the money. And even for structure of the Shaka Vataria, the Havamina thought that only one of them gave the money. Which one? Reuven or Shimon, which one gave the money? Only one gave money. The Moicher only has $100. Which one gave the money?
Al-Zeh Anudonim.
So Reuven says, I gave the money, and Shimon didn't. And Shimon is saying, I gave the money, and Reuven didn't. Vaday Ramai. Pella. Frekta Rajva. Frekta Vesalevi. Vaday Ramai. You're not going to dummy about whether you paid the $100 yet. It's a bomb kasha. We'll deal with the kasha. Maybe. If one option...
What's the kasha there?
It should be Haymunach. How could the Gemara think that the case is that Bevadoyis only one gave money and each one is saying Bebriris that he gave the money? That's Araktiya. That's Vadei Ramai. That should be Haymunach. Ah, you mean if Araktiya is also Yachleika, then it's not fair. It's fair if, like, the Haymunach next. Okay. Okay. Or it's fair like those that say Yachleika Beloy Shvu. It's fair like them also.
Whatever, right. It's not...
It's Araktiya.
Until we have a better idea of what really happened, what's happened.
So until we have a better idea, we're going to slowly start preparing it and we're going to get through it.
Where do you want this thing? What's...
I'm gonna get to that kasha also. You ask it if I say that. I want to ask a kasha from Reb Chaim. Mitaltlin is not nikna b'kesef. What are we hung up about? Who gave the money and who gave the money first? And if they both gave the money, money is not what counts. It's totally go into the store. One guy ran and grabbed the talis. The other guy ran and put the money on the counter or put it in the meicher's hands. Kesef is not kind of mitaltlin. That was the kasha, right?
It's a good kasha.
It's a good kasha. We'll put it. Need a cash register, sure, cash. And let's start again. We're going to start again. One second.
Maybe it's right to the person that gave the money. A gift that he gave
them. And maybe not. And maybe not. Maybe I like a different customer. So why should we talk about it? Let's not talk about Susie. Let's talk about Matana. We did this yesterday already. What was Bechal Matana? And they just picked Mitvakeh who we gave the Matana to. We can talk about that also. But let's stick to the case of Susie. The Gemara in the Havamina holds that only one of them gave money. Which one? Alzeanu donim. But then lechayrus avadei rame, and it's a big problem. But that's what the Gemara held, that only one of them gave the money. You know what? Let's go that way. The moicher is holding gulklar. Everyone agrees. Money from only one of them, and not half. Not that each one gave half the money. Yeah. It's not yecholiyah. Is it? Whoa! It has to be chaluk yecholiyah semis. How is it chaluk yecholiyah? Sorry for an interruption. One second. I have an interruption. How is it chaluk yichayli esemes? There's no tzad that each one paid half. Why is it chaluk yichayli esemes? Okay. Maybe that one of them was matched half to the other one. Or maybe the moicher wanted to sell it to both of them in spite of the fact that only one of them gave one. He wanted to sell half of it to the one that gave the money and also wanted to sell the other half to the other one who didn't give the money yet.
Maybe he thought
he was giving both. Well, He put down the money for both of them. Or that he was not only putting it for himself, and he's planning to sell half, give him half the money back, change, and also half. Okay, it is chalukiy. Please, it is chalukiy chayv semes. We're going to see why, but it is. How do I know it is? Because the Gemara says that you don't do yachloiku unless it's chalukiy chayv semes. So work it out. Mekach mamker is chalukiy chayv semes. We're not going to do now. There's a lot of things we're not going to do now. One of the things we're not going to do now is we're not going to try to work out Zayim or Kulishli, Zayim or Chetzi Shali by Mekach Umekach. Even though, Sender, you're right. In the case of Zayim or Kulishli, Zayim or Chetzi, it doesn't say Mitzasiyah. It actually says Zayim or Kulishli, Zayim or Chetzi. It probably is Mekach Umekach. So what exactly is the case? One of them put down 100, one of them put down 50, wanted to buy with both of them. We're not doing that. That's one of the many things we're not doing now. But again, we're going to restart the sugya. The Gemara and the Havmina thought that only one of them gave the money. We don't know which one gave the money. And nevertheless, each one says, I gave the money. Actually, maybe the case could be, they both agreed that Reuven gave the money. And Reuven says, I deserve it because I gave the money. And Shimon says, I'm asking you gave the money, but Becholet, and he was mocking it to me. Lousy Taina? I know I'm out of Tiberia. Lousy Taina? But he has a Migu. He could have said, I gave the money. Something to think about. It has to do with the ring, yeah. But I'm not up to the ring. I'm not even up to the catch register. I'm trying to set up the circuit. But you have to know what the fight was. But one of them gave money only. Now, an alternative option is that they both gave money. But now the guy's bewildered and he doesn't know who to be marked to. Maybe one of them was forcing him to take the money and one of them has to be died. Those are the options. Now, in order to do the structure of the circuit, we're going to first do Shitas Rashi. I want to make an announcement. Rashi's Shita in the circuit is that the words, V'lechzi Zuzi Miman Nokat, we know there's a Gemara in Kiddushin also that uses the words Velechzi Zuzi Neman Nokat. But Rabbi said, we have to understand that Sayin Baba Metzia, there's a huge machlekes Rishonim what the Gemara means. And Sayin Kiddushin, there's a huge machlekes Rishonim what the Gemara means. And the Ezra Hashem, we're going to try to do all of that today. But, according to Rashi, an important announcement. The words Velechzi Zuzi Neman Nokat in Baba Metzia and the words Velechzi Zuzi Neman Nokat in Kiddushin, according to Rashi, and only according to Rashi, mean the exact same thing. As opposed to, in the, let's say, Tosfos or the other Shitas, the two Gemaras, by coincidence, use the same words, Veletzis Uzi Manokat, but the Gemara in the various places, Baba Metzi and Kedushin, means something totally different. But that's just an announcement. I want to go back in Rashi. In Rashi, the words Veletzis Uzi Manokat actually mean the same thing in both cases. And what does it mean is, maybe we should do Kedushin first. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Nemen Bal Hamekach Loimar Lezeh Macharti Ulezeh Loimacharti. Rashi Shita is that a Baal Mekach, the seller, the store owner, the guy, the Moicher, the original owner of the thing that is being sold, a.k.a. the Baal HaMekach, is Nemon to say who he sold it to. And that's like, wow, that's a Chiddush. And the Emma says it's Taka Big Chiddush, it's Rashi Shita, Tosfos argues, but that's Rashi Shita. That a Moicher could be asked, who did you sell it to? And he's able to say, yeah, who we sold it to, and he's believed. Even though he's only one person, and in Mominus you need two people, and he's a Negev Dover maybe, and a Baldover and everything, but there's a din that in Balmekach is Neman. What's the source of this Neman? It's a fascinating Shaila. Many Achorim say it's a Takana de Rabbanan. There's other Mahalchim who talk about it, but let's just accept it that a Balmekach is Neman. Let's learn the Gemara and Kedushin just for a bit. The Gemara says in Kedushin, on the bottom of Ein Gimel on the base, a Balmekach is Neman. So if there are two people fighting about whether who bought it, the Balmekach could say, I sold it to him. To him. Yeah. The limitation and the gedorim of when a Baal Mekach is Neman is only when he's still holding the Mekach. Maybe the people gave the money already for it, but he's still holding it. And then he's believed. If he's not holding it anymore, who's holding it? Maybe the Baal Yidvarim, maybe no one, not the Moicher. Ain't no Neman. Fair enough, according to Rashi, a rule. So far, so good? So far, so good? A Baal Mekach is Neman, but he's only Neman when he's holding it. Frek the Gemara, according to Rashi. You're telling me that he's not holding it anymore. The best example of what he's not holding it anymore is that the two potential buyers who are vying for it are holding it. Doesn't have to be, but let's call it in Hebrew, we'll call it Shnayim Oichazim. Yeah? Okay. By the way, Shnayim Oichazim and the Moicha holding it are exclusive. It's either the Moicher's holding it, or it's Shnayim Oichazim. I heard a kasha. What if they're all three holding it? What if it's Shnayim Oichazim at the Karkashta and the Moicher's still holding it? Is that Mekhoi B'yodai? Is that called Mekhoi B'yodai? It's not. What?
You don't need to come on.
I don't want to come on that. I want to ask what the din is in such a case. If the rule is true that only when it's Mekhoi B'yodai, you're Neman, I want to know what is the status of a situation when the two potentially chaos are holding it at the Karkashta, and the Moicher are still holding it at the middle. There's an assumption in the sugya. I didn't say anything. There's an assumption. I didn't say. There's an assumption in the sugya that these two situations are exclusive. You're either in a state of Mekhai B'yadai, or you're in a state of A Mekhai B'yadai, a.k.a. Shnai Moichzim. You cannot have an overlap on that. I don't know why not, but you can't accept it as a Hanukkah.
What's the rule of the Moichzim? What happened? Like, hey, they're both Moichzim, and he's admitting that it left his hands. He's saying, I sold it.
So there's no significance to the fact that he's holding it.
They're both sticking it.
Well, it's nice, but I don't yet know what's the significance of Mekhe B'yadi to know if there should still be significance of Mekhe B'yadi, even though they're also both holding it. I don't know. I'm going to try. We'll see. We'll see.
Do you know why Mekhe B'yadi has them on it?
I'm going to talk about it soon, if I'm
because
able to.
It still is, and it's not this, no matter who.
But where does it say there's such an amonis? In Parshas Bereishis, Noach Lech Lecha, where's the makar for this amonis? I even actually said, like most achroim, it's at the kind of
the Rabbanon. The money didn't do anything.
Okay, well, let me explain. According to Rashi, when a Baal Mekach is still holding it exclusively by himself, by the way, even in that case, he admits he already sold it. They're not fighting about that. You know, someone wanted to tell me Mekach Umemkar means it's a lekech and a moicher holding. Shnayim Oichzim, the Morikam is saying, I didn't sell it. And the other guy's saying, no, you did sell it. Yeah? Look in the Frankel shop, Raz of the shop, so he brings some Achrayim and they want to put that in the sugya. That's not the case here. Let's not talk
about
that.
You can't take it for granted because of the Hebrew thing, though. He could say he didn't sell it.
Yes. Yes. That's in Tosfos, and we're going to talk about that. Maybe. Mekhoi B'yodi is exclusive when the moicher is still holding it. Not Mekhe B'yodai is not Neman. Now the Gemara asks on Amadeus, when it's not Mekhe B'yodai, why is he not Neman? V'lechzei zuzim yiman nokat. Assuming only one of them gave the money, ask him who gave him the money, and he should be believed even if it's not B'yodai. To which the Gemara answers, no, you don't understand. This is still Rashi. L'yitzricha denokam mitarvayu v'omar chad midayte v'chad balkarche v'lo yadiyah he midayte he lo midayte. according to Rashi. You know what a Baal Mekach is Neman? And there's a phenomenal new Nemonis called Baal Mekach. For the record, Tyson doesn't hold of this Nemonis Bechlal ever in any situation, in any Matziv. I'm going to explain. But according to Rashi, there's a Nemonis of Baal Mekach. And when is a Baal Mekach Neman? When he's still holding it, for sure he's Neman, even if they both gave him money. If he's not holding it anymore, then it depends. If it's nine Moichzim, the two buyers, and he's not holding it anymore, but it's documented that he only got money from one, he's Viter still Yevelit. And the pastors, it's the same Nemonis. Don't play games with it. The Yesoid Kloli of the Nemonis of Baal Mekach, according to Rashi, you need to have 2 points against you to not be believed. That you're not holding it anymore, and that both of them gave you money. And actually, Rashi has a third factor. They're not in front of you anymore. It gets a little confusing because once there's three factors to try to work out, what if you have factor one and two and not three? Let's stick to those factors, though. Is he still holding it? The most best ultimate case when a Baal Mekach is believed, help me out. Like Rashi, what's the ultimate best case where a Baal Mekach would be believed? He's still holding it himself. Only one of them gave him money. And they're both still standing in front of him. And I want to tell you something. Even in that case, Tosfos doesn't hold up the Nemonis of Baal Mekach. Tosfos fundamentally agrees on this concept. Which concept? The concept I'm going to try to explain it. But that's Rashi Shita. But now, Rashi doesn't only hold that Baal Mekach is Nemon in the, well, checklist, all the points. He's holding it himself. He only got money from one that's still standing there. As a matter of fact, as long as you have one detail, you still believe. What's the maskana, the one case when the Baal Mekach is in such a not in control of the situation matziv that he's not going to be believed? When it's Einoi B'yodoi, and aka they're holding it. Well, maybe no one's holding it, but it's cool, they're holding it. And he also got money from both. Why is he not believed all of a sudden? So the way Rashi explains, because there's too much information to factor in, maybe he doesn't remember anymore. We assume that he's going to remember if it's still Rami Ali, but if it's both gave him the money and it's not in his hands anymore, you know, he went on to the next customer. Right? He doesn't remember anymore. And even if he says he does, he's not believed. That's Rashi in the sugya for the Nemonis of Baal Mekach in Masechta Kedushin. Let's now learn Baba Metzia, like Rashi. Frek the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Shnayim Oichzim Yachloiku, the case is Mekach Umemka, the Havin was learning that one of them gave money. What's the Psak Yachloiku? Frek the Gemara, Yachloiku, ask the Moicher who gave him the money. Only one gave money. Which is a fancy way of saying, ask the Moicher who he was Machne to. The pastors, he was Machne to the one that gave him the money. What, you want to talk about the crazy case? What if the Moicher says, Reuven gave me the money, but I was Machne to Shimon? Anyone knows what's the din in such a case? Like Rashi, is a Moicher Neman to say that? Let me go into the most extreme case. When it's still in his hands, and only one of them gave money, but the Moicher wants to say, Reuven gave me the money, but I was mocked at the Shimon. A little of a weird story. Is the Moicher Neman? Anyone have an idea? It's talking not possible.
Why not?
Because like Tysus talks about this case, but there's no Rashi. There's an Anan Sahabi that it's not Mistabra that that's what happened. Are you believed in such a case? I want to know how extreme. That's exactly what I want to know. How extreme is that Nemonis? I don't have a first Arai on this. What's Rashi Shita when the Moicher wants to say, Reuven, without blinking, Reuven gave me the money, but duh, I was mocked with the Shimon. My Nati is that he's believed that I'm not 100% sure.
Why would he not have the
Migu? Which Migu?
It's still mine.
That's Tosfos' Shita. I don't know if Rashi holds of Tosfos' Migu. Maybe he does. Nice point. But I'm still trying to do Rashi. But it's a good point. Tosfos talks about the Migu. You probably could make Chesbonos like that, but it's not a Mefurash Arayah. It's not a Mefurash Arayah.
If the Moicher says something, it's about $100. The guy doesn't want to sell it. He owes it then.
He shouldn't have taken the money.
Why? What happened?
He shouldn't have taken the money. Okay, so you hold he is believed. But say that. Okay, I also hold like that. I also
hold like that. Because
there's an umdana that it's crazy. There's an umdana. It's not kosher that you should believe him. There are Rishonim that don't hold of this Nemonis. We're trying to explain this Nemonis. Maybe this Nemonis has limitations. I know it has limitations. When it's not in his hand and they both gave him money, it doesn't apply. But even when it is in his hands, is he believed to say even a wacko story that he got the money from Reuven and gave it to Shimon? I don't know. I'm teasing about it because Tosfos talks about this case. Not only does Tosfos talk about it, the way Tosfos learns the Gemara and Kedushin, the Gemara talks about it. But like Rashi, there's no Gemara about it. So cloning a nice Shiloh. Okay. Back to our Gemara according to Rashi. Frek the Gemara, why is it din yachloiku? Why is it din yachloiku? Ask the Moicher, and what would the Moicher say? Either he'll say a legit story, Reuven gave the money, and I was knocked to Reuven, or he'll say Shimon gave me the money, and I was knocked to Shimon, or maybe he could even say, Reuven gave the money, but I was knocked to Shimon. You want to hear a cute dick? The Gemara asks, let's see who gave him the money. If you were allowed to even say I was mocked at the Shimon, even if he got the money from Reuven, it would have been more meductic for the Gemara to say, V'nishal es ha-moicher l'mi hikn oisoi. Now, the answer to that is, even if it's true that you believe to say that you gave it to Shimon, even if Reuven gave the money, maybe the Gemara, diber b'hoiven, in a normal life, and it said it. B'hoiven for the Shprach, the Gemara just wanted to coincidentally use the same words and used in Kiddushin. Let the Gemara ask, V'nishal es ha-moicher. Do we understand the kasha, though, according to Rashi? Why is the Pesach Yachloiku? Ask the Moicher. So I have a klutz kasha, but it's not such a klutz kasha. Why didn't the Gemara answer? The Moicher says he doesn't remember. Why doesn't the Gemara answer? The Moicher's not around.
It's Tosis' answer.
I know, but Tosis Mefurish says that only like his pshan of the Gemara could the Gemara have said it, and the Marshal and the Maram. I'm a Dayik, excellent. That like Rashi, this wouldn't have been a Teretz. I'm not doing Tosis yet, so I didn't want to say that it's Tosis and use the Oilam. But what I'm asking when I'm learning Rabbi, you're good. I'm asking in Rashi. Could the Gemara honestly say, the Moicher's not around, the Moicher doesn't remember, the Moicher has amnesia, the Moicher got confused? I don't know.
Rashi doesn't like my kid does like that. It's this narrow...
But the truth is, according to Rashi, that is what the Gemara answers technically, because according to Rashi... No, sorry, my bad. According to Rashi, the Gemara answers, using the rules of Masechta Kedushin, because we know that it's Shnayim Oichsim. It says Shnayim Oichsim, right? No one is going to say that the Mishnah is talking about
the other.
That it's the other, right? Right? Someone's going to say that. So it's Shnayim Oichsim, but Rashi holds you believed. Everything Gemara knows, it's also Shnayim Oichsim, and he also got the money from both. And when it's not Ketzuzi Mitarvayim, Michal Midak Michal Bal Karchai, Lo Yodano, Lo Yadinon, says Rashi, and even if the Moicher insists that he knows and remembers, we don't believe him. There's no Nemonis of Baal Mecha. That's how Rashi learns the Sugya. Now, Rashi holds that there's the Nemonis of Baal Mecha. It's not the Nemonis of Eid Echad. Eid Echad is not named by Momonis. It's a special Nemonis of Baal Mecha. Where did this Nemonis come from?
Migu.
No, not Migu, not in Rashi. Not in Rashi. Like you're Nemon even when it's not in your hands. You don't have Migu then. And it's Mashna and Rashi, it's the same. I want to clarify. The same Nemonis that when it's in your hands and you got money from both, or when it's in your hands and you got money from both, or when it's not in your hands and you only got money from one, it's mash, it's the same Nemonis. And that Nemonis is Nemonis Baal Mecha. Where's the Makar for this Nemonis? I want to tell you an interesting thing.
Are you sure up?
I don't know. Smile. I don't know. The Nachlas David and many Achroinim bring that, and I will put it into the Marmakoimis. The Gemara continues the next case that a Dayan is believed what happened in Bezdin, and the Gemara actually continues that a midwife is Nemon who gave birth to the kid. There are various times when Chazal made a takana that someone is Nemon, and it's that kind of Nemonis.
What if he walked out?
So there's a Diyak in Rashi that if he walked out or they walked out, the Ram quotes Rashi that once it's not Oindim Lefneim, then Nemonis doesn't apply anymore. Although Rashi by us is stark meduyik that Holchum Lefneim only loses the Nemonis in the when you hold, when they're both holding it, and they both gave the money, and they walked out on him, then you're not Nemon. But when it's Oide B'yodei, then I don't care if it's Oimed Lefneim or not. And the Ksais and the Beis Halevi talk about it, it was in the Maram HaKoinis. Tosfos flat out argues on the entire concept. And here's what people got confused, but I'll make it clear. Tosfos says, from Anfang an Asoif, there's no such Nemonis. Even in the best case, when it's in your hands and only one gave money, Eid Echad is not Nemon by Momonis. That's exactly the point. Eid Echad is not believed by Momonis.
That's why he has to answer with the fact that he's not there.
No, I'm going to say what he answers. One second. Tosfos says, in Dine Momonis, Eid Echad is not Nemon. Eid Echad is Nemon by Yisurin. Eid Echad is not Nemon by Dine Momonis. And May Oilam, there was never such a concept of Nemonis Baal Mekach. Never!
That's not what Tosfos uses for.
I'm going to explain to Tosfos. One second. Tosfos' Shita is, there's never such an Nemonis of Baal Mekach. Even in the best supreme case. What's the, I'm going to, what?
Persecution.
And Tosfos here. Lishitasai. Tosfos, this is the ikar of the sugya. Tosfos is makhish. He's koifer on this concept of an Nemonis of Baal Mekach. Even in the best case scenario. What was the best case scenario? It's in his hands still, only one of them gave the money. And we asked him, Rabbi, Reb Moicher, who did you sell it to? And he says, Reuven gave me the money, I sold it to Reuven. So Rashi, great, Nemonis Baal Mekach. So Tosfos says, no, we don't believe you. Why? Eid Echad is nothing.
I'm sorry, but it's not, we don't throw him out like it's a
chazaka
that
I'm going to see what we do with him. There's a Tosfos, I'm going to talk about that. There's a Tzalik, there's a Tosfos up in Kedushin, even that. Now, Tosis argues on this in the Manas of Al-Mekka, but I want to say one more thing about Rashi Shita. Whereas many Achrayim learned that Rashi Shita is a new concept of a Takanas Chachamim, Dayon, Chaya is a midwife, and Balmekach, it's part of a series of Takanas. There is an Asivis in Simen Lamed Aleph that says a Meir Dike Chiddush. Eirechel is not named by Momin. Why not? Pashtus, because there is a Kosev, there's a Meir Dike Chiddush in the Asivis in Simen Lamed Aleph. The Nesiva says, the emes is the reason why we don't believe in Erechad. Kol HaTeru Kula by Mominus is because of Bididomi. When there's an Erechad, we're always worried, maybe he's... If two people say the same thing, wow. And I don't just mean statistical coincidence. It's a Xeris HaKosov. Or the getter of the Xeris HaKosov is that when an Erechad says something, maybe he's Bididomi. Not that he's a Chakran. The Nesiva says, a Moira de Kechidah, she says, you know, when there's a Trey Utrey, we always are cautious that one of the two Kitas are Pasal Eves because somebody lied. But when there's a Chad Neged Chad, they're both still kashal eidus. And it's a big tumult. Achrayim asked, why when there's an erechad, negan an erechad, is someone still kashal eidus? Somebody lied. He said, no, because probably one of them is saying the truth and the other one is bididomi. Anyways, the whole reason why we don't believe in erechad is because of bididomi. So maybe he's bididomi. Of course, then he gets stuck, because then if two eidus go against an erechad, you shouldn't pass him. He's bididomi.
Isn't the whole bididomi when it's your money, you're like, my head to like...
I'm talking about a totally different concept, not bididomi of a baldover. I'm talking about a dinasivis in Siman Laman Aleph that says erechad is not believed because of bididomi. It's a big chiddush. But this is the part I want to quote. The Nesivis says, and this is a Nesivis. I'll prove to you that really Erechad is believed and it's only about Bididomi. Because don't you know the Gemara in Kedushin 9 Gimel that says that a Baal Mekach is believed? And it says, because over there he does know what's going on and it's Ram Yalvei. So then, yeah, well, he's the Erechad that's believed. The Nesivis is learning that this din of Baal Mekach's Nemonis is that the Reis of the Kedin, that the Etzem Erechad is always believed. Now you're worried about Bididomi. By a Baal Mekach, he's not Bididomi. And that's a new way of looking at Rashi's Nemonis of Baal Mekach. But Tosis totally argues. Now that Tosis totally argues, so first, how does Tosis learn the Gemara in Kedushin? How does Tosis learn the Gemara in Kedushin? The Gemara in Kedushin says, a Baal Mekach is believed if he's still holding it in his hands, and only one of them gave him the money. So Tosis, why is he believed? He's an Eid Echad. And he's believed. You know how Reuven and Shimon are fighting about who got the talis. And we asked the Meicher, he's only one person, and he says, yeah, it was Reuven. Reuven gave me the money, Reuven is the one with the talis. Why should we believe him? Which thing? There's no other one about Mekach. Last I checked in Tosis. So what's this nemonis? So Tosis, Amar the Gazach, it's Migu. And it's more than Migu. It means Biyodoy. Hare, he's still holding it, right? If he wants, he can say, I'm keeping it. If he wants, he can be marked it now to Reuven. That allows him, I don't know what kind of business is, but that allows him to say that it's Reuven's. Careful. Frek the Gemara, according to Tosis, Venech, in Kedusha, Venech Zizuzi Niman Nokat, because... The Gemara understood that the Meicher is believed no matter what he says. Even if he says, Reuven gave me the money, but Shimon was the one I was makna to. And that's already a problem, because there's such a stark umdina that that's not what happened. It's a migu kenegan anan sadi, and you shouldn't be believed. So the Gemara asks, how can he be believed in such a case? When he wants to say, Reuven gave the money, but I was makna to Shimon, even then you believe, that doesn't make sense. So the Gemara, you're right, I cannot believe in such a case. I, the Braisa, was mashmi in Emin in all cases. Over there it's going, you got money from both. And that's the Gemara in Kedushin, according to Tosis. What?
Isn't the first case only to make a Mishapar?
Maybe. Okay, you have to know what's going on, Mishapar, Kenzai. But he can keep it for himself if he wants. He does, and he would. Oh, Mikudaza. Say that. Nice kasha, Mikudaza. It's a nice kasha, Mikudaza. Yeah, I hear.
Can Reuven and Shimon be the two Eidim that are made at this time?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
They're not sold.
No. They're Balidvarim. They can't. Yeah, but certainly not Eidim. He was asking if they could be Eidim. They're certainly not going to be Eidim. I want to skip a step and go to this. Continuing Tosis now going back to our Gemara, has to learn a totally new pshat of the Gemara. Because let's go back to our Gemara. Shnayim Meichazim, who's holding it? Shnayim Meichazim, not the Meicher. Frek the Gemara, Velech Zizuzi Miman Nokat, which literally meant, according to Rashi, ask the Meicher who he sold it to, and whatever he says we'll do. But Rashi, that was true. Was it? Let's just quickly recap in Rashi Shita. How far, not out of sight, but how far does Nemonis Baal Mekach go? Well, if it's in your hands, it goes even when you got money from both. Even if you're not holding it, if you only got money from one, you believe. And like Rashi, that was the kasha. The kasha was, ask the Meicher, and whatever the Meicher says, the din shouldn't be Yachloidu. The din should be, if the Meicher says it's Reuven, give it totally to Reuven. If the Maitre says it's Shimon's, give a Torah to Shimon's. I suggested in Rashi, but a lot of the Oilim agreed, that even if the Maitre says Reuven gave me the money and I was marked it to Shimon, we'll believe him and give it to Shimon. And he'll give his money back to Reuven and get new money from Shimon. But Toishas can't learn all of that. In Kedushin, he learned that the lesson Susi Manukat was ruining it, that you're not believed to say this wacko story. But what does our Gemara mean? So let's see the Toishas now. So Toishas, the lesson Susi Manukat, Pirish Rashi, Nishal the Moicher. Let's ask the Moicher. Bavarn's Rashi, quoted in Toishas. The way Rashi learned the Gemara. Yeah, over Minei Yubei, the way Rashi learned over there and over here. Hani mili b'denokah mitarvayu. Avo b'denokah michad neman, afilu ein makhi b'yodin. And what's the Gemara's answer, lefi zeh still in Rashi? V'garsin en basarachi v'lo yadina. So Toshis u'v'chinam dochek lefarish came. The hocha parach shapar afagav ne'in mekhi b'yodin neman. Neman hu ke'ed echod. V'amai shneem nishboyim, oise sh'amoicher mesayi yipoter meshvua v'idach yishov eshvua deyraisa, I'm going to explain. According to Tosfos, when the Gemara asks, ask the Moicher. Okay, we did. Moicher, who did you sell it to? I can't hear you. Moicher, who did you sell it to? Reuven. Okay, according to Rashi, what do we do now? Next step?
Give it to Reuven.
We believe him. Now, Manas Valmeka. Tosfos does not hold like that. Okay, now the Moicher said, I gave it to Reuven. Who are you? I'm an Eidechot. And the truth is, you don't have to ask the Moicher. Ask any random guy that was maybe a local customer that was in the store that actually saw it. And who are they? You could ask that also. And what's going to be the... It's momentous. What's going to be the significance of asking an Eidecha? Mamish, the Moicher's lav dafke. Any random Eidecha could be also work. But the Moicher for sure was in the store. So Zog Toysvis, two nafkaminas. Whereas the Derech Klal and the Mishnah and Shnai Moichzim, they both swear a Shvoi, the Rabbanon. Over here, two things should happen. The one that the Moicher is Messiah should not have to swear at all. Because why? Because there's a din that Eid Echad, the same way Eid Echad is Mechayiv Eshvua, Eid Echad could Pater Eshvua. Now, is that true? It's a huge Machlaikis Rishayim. Minad Oilam HaYeshivas is to stop here and spend like 3 weeks on the Sugya all over Shas of whether Eid Echad Pater Eshvua. We will not. We will on that Vav. Why are we going to wait till that Vav to talk about this specific topic? Because on the Vav, you'll see when we finally get there that a lot of the rayas, pro and con, on this topic of whether Eid Echad Pater Eshvua are, among other places in Shas, a lot of them are on Bava Metziah Dalet Hey and the Chule. And we will respect this topic as a topic in of itself when we know the full gamut of it. But let's just accept it. We know that the Pasuk says you need two Eidim by Mammon. But when the Eid Echad says Mammon, what is the din? You can't get the money, but you make him swear. Does an Eid Echad also Pater Eshvua? Huge machlokes rishonim. But according to Tosfos, it's a Gemara. Because that's what the Gemara means here. The Gemara says, ask the Moicher, not that there's an emanus of Baal Mekach, but ask the Moicher, and as wearing the Eid Echad hat, what's the din? First of all, what did the Moicher say? Who did he sell it to?
Reuven.
So why is the din that Reuven and Shimon both get a yachloiku and both of them have to swear at the Rabbanan de Keshvua? No, Reuven and Shimon have to swear at all, using the rule of Eid Echad Pater's a Shvua, and Shimon Fakert should have to swear a Shvua deraisa. And that's what the Gemara means. Very different than Rashi, but also very different than the Gemara in Kiddush. According to Tosfos, the Gemara of Alech Zizuzi Manokat here and the Gemara of Alech Zizuzi Manokat in Kiddush meant something totally different. According to Tosfos, the Kasha was, let him be believed as an Eid Echad. And Oibazay, what was the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara answered, he got money from both. So what? Tosfos says, unless he got money from both, let him still be an Eid Echad. So Tosfos in a Chanami, he is, just he probably doesn't remember. And who then you could have said he got money from one and he doesn't remember? Just Bederek Lal, if he got money from someone, you remember who gave you the money. It's Pasha technical. He got money from both, so he's confused. And if it's already technical, continues Tosfos, me, you have a Matzlish Nu, you want technical? He's not around. He got amnesia. He forgot. All these are good to Rutzen. You're asking, why do they both have to swear? Why doesn't the Moicher serve in the capacity of an Eid Echad, which will alter the din that the one that he's Messiah doesn't swear at all, and the alternative guy swears at the Raisa? You're right, if he will say so, that will be the din. If any other customer in the store will say so, that will be the din. But Hachat Maeskinon, he's not around, he has amnesia, he doesn't remember. Why doesn't he remember? Well, because they both gave him the money. Or even if one gave him the money and he doesn't remember, we're just trying to say in Ukimta. Now that's another very big difference between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, what?
This is a void of psak.
Yeah, it's not an issue of psak, it's technical. But it's more than that. According to Tais, at the end of the day, the Gemara's answering a technical thing, he doesn't remember. La yoda. But if he would remember, we would accept his word as an eid echad. Problem. According to Rashi, what's the Gemara's teretz? The kasha was believed in Asvala Mecca. What was the Gemara's teretz? That the Balti got money from both and it's not in his hands, what's the din? Rashi Shita is that even in the world of Baal Mekach, which Rashi was pretty brave about Baal Mekach, but what's the one case when a Baal Mekach's not believed? When it's not in his hands anymore, and he got the money from both, he's not believed. And that's why like Rashi, the Teretz is lo yadinan, he's not believed. And even though he's insisting that he gave it to Reuven, we don't believe him. So what's the din? According to Rashi, we asked him, again, we asked him, again, we're Shnayim Eichel, they both gave money. We asked him, Eichel, who gave you the money we died to? Who did you want to sell it to? And he says, Reuven. What's the din like Rashi? Is there an amonis of Baal Mekach? So what's the din? Even though the Moichar says it was Reuven, what's the din? Yachloike b'shvua. I have a simple question. Why Yachloike b'shvua? Why don't you say that he's an Erech? Let Rashi. And let that make him do a Shvua deraisa. And let that pat to the Shvua. Why doesn't that happen? Why doesn't that happen?
Maybe Rashi still thinks one is the Raisa, but one's the Rabbana.
But why doesn't he have an Erech Pata Zeshua? Why do...
Pata's a Shvua the Raisa, but not a Shvua the Rabbana.
Why doesn't Rashi learn that the Erech should Pata from the Shvua the Rabbana? Erech is a Pata's. Rabbi Kaveger says, Vaisdeis Rashi doesn't hold of this concept that Erech Pata's. It's anyways a big Machlokes Rishonim we're going to talk about on the above. We'll have seven Rashis then that don't say that, but maybe that's an option. Although maybe... There's a deal in Tosfos Riyazakin and Kedushin that when you're not holding it and they both gave you money, you're so confused. Our assumption is that you don't remember anymore. That's why we didn't let you have an amanas of Alamekach. Maybe we don't even believe you as an Eid Echad, which is a big chiddush. We would believe any other random customer as an Eid Echad. Why should the owner of the store be different? But that's a problem and an issue according
it's
to Rashi.
Right?
What?
Rabban has the lashon of these misvalbel.
Yeah, but that I understand. But that he doesn't even have an amanas of. That's the lose the amanas of Alamekach. But that he doesn't even have the namanas of Eid Echad. It's not Mamin Ziyadim.
No,
it's
saying, why is the eyes of the Tzadik? He has the Mamin.
Oh, but he has double money now. Like this child, he has double money.
No, he's not made to either.
Okay.
Let's say two guys didn't come in and both bribe the judge. The whole case is
okay.
Awesome.
Okay, I got you. There's one more pshat in Tosfos. The Re. And Rabbi said, we're not finished with this, so we have a lot more in this topic still to go. There's going to be Mar Mekayim is on it, but we're setting up the concepts. Bidas Rashi, we talked about Namonis of Alamekach. Bidas Rashi, Namonis of Alamekach. More than that, the words, Vilech Zizuzi Manokat, same exact words in Kedushin and Baba Metzia meant the exact same thing. They both were raising the flag of, there's an Namonis of Alamekach. In Toysis Faker, Vilech Zizuzi Manokat was saying that you should lose the Migu, and right here it's asking that you should be an Eid Echad. Bang the Rashi, bang the Toysis, who are we asking? You have the case, you see the store? Reuven and Shimon are holding that one talis. It was in Reuven's wagon. Shimon took it. There's a moicher who were asking, and he's saying, I gave it to Reuven. According to Rashi, the hafnir was, believe him, al sval mekach, we don't. According to Tosfos, why were we asking the store owner? Because it was going to, he was wearing a different hat. He was wearing the Eid Echad hat, and as such, two things. It's going to upgrade. Shimon is going to get upgraded to need a Shvua. He said, the Moichar said it was Reuven's. So Shimon is going to get upgraded to a Shvua deraisa, and Reuven's going to get downgraded to not have to swear at all, using a famous concept that we said, Eid Echad Pater is a Shvua. The Re has a different pshat in the Gemara, but very different in pshat. We're not asking the Moichar. You know what the Moichar is? He's not even here. And you know what? I hold emes in pshat, I think that's the Hemshir in Tosfos. Tosfos says, Miu, you could have answered that the Moichar is not here. The Rimifarish, because let me tell you something. According to the Reis Pshat, I'm about to say, you probably saw it during first Seder, or we showed up. It's irrelevant if the Moichar is here or not, because that's not who we're asking. Who are we asking? Who are we asking, according to the Re? The Balidinim themselves. There's only Reuven and Shimon. The Rimifarish, so what are we asking them? The Rimifarish, the Nishalahem, Mimikibel HaMoichar Mois, She'enon Chayshten Oysen, L'Shaker Bozeh, Loi Mar Nosati, V'hu Loi Nosen, V'gam Heimenem Chalukim El Lamin Esrat HaMoichar. The Re says, catch on, the case is only one of them gave money, but which one gave the money? They both mutually agree that Reuven gave the money. Shimon is just tiny, even though I didn't give the money, but he was magnet to me also. how, why, where, what made the reed side, if that's the case, why can't the case be that each one of them said he gave the money? Why wasn't that the Pashup Shad? Says the Beis HaLevi, and we did this earlier in the shir, if there's only money from one of them and each one is Vada insisting he gave the money, what's the situation we have? Vadai Ramai. And then for all I know, it's Yehemuna. So Elamai, that's not the case. So what is the case? Reuven says, I gave the money. Shimon says, yeah, I'm asking him you gave the money. But Becholot, and he's my friend, I knew him from before, I put it in the wagon, I grabbed it first, I'm first, even though I didn't give the money. And on that we say, no. If we ask them that, and Shimon slips, by the way, what does Shimon have? A migu. Interesting. Why doesn't the migu help him? What's his migu? What could he have said? He could have said, he's the one that gave the money. Is it a migu the ha'oza? Not sure. But that's the setup of the Ri. Like the Ri, it's a Nupshan of the Gemara. We're not asking the Meicher, as Tysus just prompted. For all I know, the Meicher's not here. Like Tysus, John, you have to say, who had been? It could have said the Meicher's not here. Like the Ri, it's irrelevant if the Meicher's not here. We're asking they themselves, hey, you two guys, each one of you, a tiny, you gave the money? So they say, no, we agree that Reuven gave the money, but I came into the store first, I put it in the wagon first, I'm a customer in here. Yeah, I've been in the store. He's a steady customer. All the different things. And according to the Re, what's the Gemara's kasha? Ask them. And if Shimon slips and admits, yeah, Reuven gave the money, but I'm in the wagon first. They're stronger, eh? The din is going to be, what are we going to pass him? We're going to totally give it to Reuven. What's the Gemara's teretz? Like the Reish Pshat, the Gemara's teretz is, no, they both gave money. Meaning, and this is a very geschmack, the way the Beis HaLevi learns in the Reish. In the Havamina, we learned that only one gave the money. And we said it can't be Vade Rami, so obviously they both mutually, one of them gave the money. So ask them what happened. And for the one, they both gave the money. Now, the Re, on one hand, is very different than the other Pshatim in the sense that we're not even asking the Moicher. Loi Rashi and Loi Toysis, it's Nishtazai. Who are we asking? We're asking the Moicher. But Loi Rashi, in what capacity are we asking the Moicher? As an emonis of Baal Megach, in sync with the Sugi and Kedushin, with all the rules. When is a Baal Megach Neman? Either when it's Biyadoi, or when he only got money from one, or as long as it's not money from both and it's not on his hands. According to Toysis, he totally was mocked for that concept. The Gemara's Kasha was the Gedarim of Eid Echad. But we have to see, still, there's still a lot of work to do, Harvey, I'm assuming. Okay.